If you have your Bible tonight, John chapter 17, John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. For I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. I won't preach just a moment this evening, if God will be my help, on this thought, a word of assurance, or prayed in through Jesus. Amen. A word of assurance, or prayed in through Jesus. As we look at this and we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's a praying, this is called the high priestly prayer, the prayer of intercession. And the Lord begins to pray, and he begins to speak to his Heavenly Father. And he looks up into heaven. And I want to say, when Jesus looked up into heaven, he didn't just see the clouds and the sky. But I believe when Jesus looked up into heaven, he saw the Father. Amen. I want to say tonight, on the authority of God's Word, if we love the Lord and have faith, we can look up into the heavens and we too can see the Father if we look, praise God, in the spirit of our soul. We can see the Father sitting at the right hand, praise God, the Father sitting and the Son sitting at the right hand to make intercession for you and I. Amen. And we see him as he looked up and he said, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, and he told us over in John chapter 12, when he was talking to him, in verse 32, and he said, I himself, ego me, the Lord Jesus, God, he said, I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. We see the Word of God here. The Bible tells us, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. I want to say tonight that we're failing the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Amen? Because we're not lifting up the name of Jesus like we ought to be lifting him up. We've cowed down and we've kept quiet too long. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus every change that you get. Sometimes people tell me I'm too noisy, but that's all right. I'm going to noise abroad the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell as many as I can about the Lord. But as we see this and we see the Bible lays this thing out pretty plainly and says that God had a plan to manifest himself. He said that because Jesus said he had manifest the name of the Father. Amen. And he said, I've manifest your name and the people that you gave me. He said, they know that you've sent me. In other words, Jesus said, these that's a follower, that's following me, they know that I come from the Father, that I come down to earth, but that you sent me here with a purpose and with a plan. We mentioned this on Sunday on the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came to earth and manifest himself before our eyes. But I want to say he did much more than that. Amen. We see in verse 8, he said, "For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them." Now this is the how of getting that word of assurance, or getting that the Lord has prayed for us to have, even in this late hour in which we live. The Lord wants us to have hope. The Lord wants us to have assurance. The Lord wants you and I to have confidence tonight in who's doing a work for us, who's done a work for us, who's already accomplished that we need to be to have accomplished so that we can be assured into heaven. Amen? Amen? We've got a blessed assurance in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if these little young'uns can sit here and they can take that victory in Jesus and they can go through it, man, and tell us in their little hearts, from their little hearts, about the Lord Jesus Christ, what Jesus done in that song, we ought to be able to tell the whole world what Jesus had done for us in our hearts. Yeah, amen. But he says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And have known sure that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. He said, so what happened? He said, I gave out the word, and people believed the word. We're living day and hour that people don't believe the word of God no more. Amen. We're living in a day and hour. Darkness has overshadowed us. Blinders has come upon people. Deception is everywhere, and we don't really believe God's word. Amen. You say, well, preacher, yeah, I believe with all my heart the word of God. Well, Jesus said, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto him, unto me. Let me ask you a question, see, how many have lost loved ones and friends and neighbors and relatives? Amen. Raise your hand. Everybody in here. Let me ask you another question. How much are you lifting up the name of Jesus? How many times a day, a week, a month, a year are we telling, are we mentioning, lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ? We ought to be praying every day that God will give us an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. These little kids know that it's the Lord Jesus Christ through which we have salvation. Amen. But there's a whole lot of people out here in this world that have no clue how to be saved. They don't know how they got to be saved. They don't know that they got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation. But I want to say tonight in the reading of the Word God, but I read before you were here, and amen, we got to realize that this is an individual thing. I can't stress enough how much of an individual thing it is to be a child of God. We come together as a church and a body of believers, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But we need to come together, praise God, as one in faith, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus so that folks can be saved. Amen. Amen. It's an individual. The Lord said in verse 9, I pray for them. He said, I pray not for the world. Let me just say tonight, right here, the world is never going to be saved. The whole world is not going to be saved. We're not going to be able to get everybody in. We're not going to get everybody to love the Lord and serve God and do things that lift up the name of Jesus. It's not going to happen. You say, why? Because Jesus said here, said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. He said, I pray for those that have believed. He said, I'm praying for believers, those that will believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, I pray for individuals that want to get in. He said, I'm not praying for the world. Amen. He said, because the whole world is not going to get in. The whole world will not believe. He said, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. You say, preacher, who are those that's been given to Jesus? Those that believe. Amen. Those that'll trust the Lord. Those that'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation. Amen. And he says here in verse 10, he said, I am, and all mine are thine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. So we see the glorification in the Lord Jesus Christ. Glorified in individuals. Amen. Look at me just a second. Did you hear what I said? Jesus Christ is glorified in individuals. Now, Jesus Christ is glorified in a church that lifts up the name of Jesus, that magnifies the glory of God, gives Him glory and recognizes His power and His authority as the Lord Jesus Christ. But He is glorified, the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified by individuals who lift up His name. Now, I'm saying this, I'm preaching this not because in the last week I've run into something that set me aback. I've run into a couple of fellas that, and I'm talking to them, trying to witness, trying to appoint them to the Lord, and they said, you know, I believe in God. I believe He's a God of heaven. I believe He's a creator that created everything, that it didn't just happen. But they said, I don't know. He said, I don't know about the Jesus part. I don't really know if that part is needed. I don't really know if that part is really significant to the outcome of the thing. Amen? We're living in the Bible Belt, supposedly the buckle of the belt, and these people here, praise God, two folks in 1 week have said, I don't know if Jesus is really that important. I want to say, Jesus is that important. And if they're not seeing the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, praise God, then our lives is missing the mark. Amen. If these people around this community, around where we live, and they don't recognize and realize the power and the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible Belt, the buckle of the belt, then we've totally missed the mark. Amen. We as individuals, we're not living it, apparently. They're not seeing Christ in us, the hope of glory. They're not seeing enough difference in you and I, amen, where it makes a difference in their life, and they see the necessity of living life and accepting Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I'm even to the point of saying, you know what? Maybe there's something to this Jesus. Amen. Maybe this fellow that they talk about, they celebrate on Easter and on Christmas, maybe there's something to him. Amen. But they said, you know, I have to think about it. I don't know. I don't understand. God help us, church. If these people around us, people in the community, people in Western North Carolina that don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection, and then there's something missing down at the house of God. But it goes way beyond that. It's not just at the house of God. It's in my house and your house. If people can't see the necessity and the power and the value of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross of Calvary. Amen? I don't want another generation to go through the church and not love Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I want our from the biggest to the, from the littlest to the biggest, from the youngest to the oldest to go through here, praise God, shouting and praising God, saying it's nothing but the blood, and the blood was the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Amen. Every time we get around our families, our people, our co-workers, praise God, they ought to know that somebody lives in us. Amen. And His name's Jesus. Amen. I think it ought to be such a difference that people will think we're kind of peculiar. We're oddballs. Brother Larry, we don't fit in. Amen. All we got on our mind is telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. The sweetest friend I know, praise God, knows my ever longing. He keeps me singing as I go. Praise God. When the devil tries to tear up, when the devil tries to tear down, I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is there. I'm glad I know who He is. Praise the Lord. He's an individual Savior. He's an individual. He loves me, praise God, enough to come to where I was and save me. And He's big enough, amen, to keep me going in the right direction. There's nothing this world can help me like Jesus can. Amen. What about you? Is there something or somebody in this world that's more important than Jesus? There's nobody in this world that can help you as much as Jesus. There's nobody in this world that knows what you need more than Jesus. There's nobody that can give you as much as Jesus. Amen. He owns it all. It's all His. Praise God. So I'm just going to stay with Jesus, and I won't tell everybody I see. Praise God. If you want some help, if you want some, if you want some confidence, if you want some assurance, praise God, just follow Jesus. A lot of people ain't saved. I got a neighbor. We was looking at some pasture last night, and he's got a little four-wheel thing, and me and him and his wife, it's just a one-seater, so we was all squinched in that thing so we could get around and look through it without having to walk through weeds that high. And we go around them curves, and you want to slide out. I told him, I said, we need some more help me Jesus handles in this thing. I got a funny look, but praise God, I got to mention my Savior. Amen. Praise God, I said, it had more, help me Jesus, help you hold in here, praise God. I'll give you something to hold on to. Amen. Praise God, you said, what do you do? I said, I'm just planting a seed, praise God. Listen, there's some folks in this world, Lord God, that need to realize that there is a Savior, and His name's Jesus, praise God. We can't make it without Him. We'll go to hell without Him. Amen. But there's people in this world today that don't know if Jesus is really important. Believe in God. No, I know there's a God. I know there's a Creator. I know there's somebody made all this. Yeah, and His name's Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Fellow told me that the other day, and I said, yeah, His name's Jesus. He looked at me, and I said, the Bible says, in the beginning was Word, and Word was with God, and Word was God.
Right.
Amen. I said, that's Jesus. The Word is Jesus. Amen. The Word you're looking for is Jesus. Praise God. Without Him, we have nothing. But with Him, we have everything, praise God. Everything that you can see, everything that you can touch, everything that you can smell, everything that you can feel, praise God. And I thank God, I know I don't run home feeling. Glory be to God. But Brother Lynn, I'm glad I can feel. Amen. Ain't something down in my soul that's real. Ain't something that's alive. Ain't something that moves all over me sometimes, and I can't help it. And His name's Jesus. Amen. I know what He did for me, praise God. But church, we need to be telling everybody we see. Amen. Tell them, get in there. When we invite them to church, say, listen, so I'm inviting you to church, but I'm inviting you to church because Jesus would like to meet you there. Amen. I'll save you a seat so that you can come and meet Jesus at the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Help us, Lord, to make it an individual salvation that we pass out to individuals that's lost so that they can know, praise God, that there's a man called Jesus that come to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Amen. Save them out of their sin. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's just foolish. They know. Do they? They ain't got no assurance. They ain't got no direction. Where they're not saying. And it's kind of amazing. They was two folks in 1 week. Told me, said, preacher, yes, I'm just thinking about this thing. I don't know about this. Amen. Praise God. I said, what do you need to know? Praise God. I got 66 books. Show you. It'll tell you the truth. It'll show you the way. You know what the way is? The way is Jesus. Amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. I said, you may be in God. You believe in God. Praise God. But you can't get to God without Jesus.
Right. Oh.
Amen. You'll miss it. We'll miss heaven without the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life. We got people sitting there fundamental Bible-believing churches tonight all over this country as lost as ball and high weeds. He's not their individual Savior. Amen. He's not an individual Lord. He's not an individual shepherd of your soul. Amen. He's nothing to you but a name. Amen. Oh me. We need an individual Savior, praise God. And if He becomes ours and we love Him and know He loves us, praise God, that He saved us from sin, that you don't ever have to worry about dying and going to hell, praise God. You'll want to tell somebody so they won't have to go either. Amen. Jesus said, all those that you give me, praise God. Those that was believed on me. Those that's lifting up my name. Those that are following me. They praise God. He said, I'm leading them unto you, Father. Praise God. He said, I'm a showing them the way. Praise God. And they're following in the way. And boy, it just gets sweeter and sweeter. Praise God. They're coming out of that broad way. He said they're heading into the narrow way. He said there's few that be that find it. But praise be to God. There's some that's a looking. There's some that's a seeking. There's some that's desiring. Praise God. And that little old narrow way, praise God, she's a filling up. Folks are seeing the broad way and real life it needs, that it leads to destruction. But there's a narrow way. Praise God, that leads to peace and joy and happiness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it's all in following the Lord Jesus Christ. Next time somebody says, well, I just want to be happy. Say, praise God, be happy in Jesus. Amen. The only way to be happy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to have joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to have peace tonight is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how to... I just told you what Jesus said. He didn't pray. He ain't praying for the world because the whole world ain't gonna get saved. But he's praying those, praise God, that the Father gave him, those that's pointing, that's accepting the Word of God, those that's believing on His name. Praise the Lord. He says, I'm bringing them along. I'm showing them the way. Praise God, they're getting together. He said, individuals are coming together for God's glory. Amen. Verse 11, he said, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee. He said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He begins to call individuals. Individuals become together. You know what makes up a church? Say that louder.
Individuals.
Individuals make up the church of the living God. Individuals that what? Believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, believe on Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Amen. Praise God. He said, so the church is made up, our church, every church, true believers, is made up of those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Individuals. See, I think what we've got this thing messed up in our head. We think that we're not important. But I want to say every one of you are important. Every one of us are important. Because without each one of us, we don't have a church. It's just a building, praise God. But I want to say where the Holy Ghost is and where individuals come together seeking the Spirit of God and direction from the Lord and lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, you got a place of fellowship. You got a place of worship. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got a place where you can come together. Let me just say this while I'm here. I appreciate everybody coming out Monday. Well, that blessed my heart. Amen. Folks, young and old, praise God. I think we had 18, 19 people out here working Monday. Cutting these trees, some cutting trees, some flagging traffic, some doing this, some doing that. Praise God, but what time of fellowship we had. Amen. And you know what the blessing was? They had enough that none of us had to kill ourselves. Amen. Praise God, we cut a tree down, everybody grab a limb, and it was done. Amen, praise God. That's just fellowship, that's coming to... But see, that's the way it works. In the house of God, praise God, we're lifting up the name of Jesus, we're all going together, praise the Lord. It makes a difference in everybody's life.
Amen.
Makes it a little easier on everybody. When everybody's pulling together. Amen. Old fellow said one time, you could take a banding rooster and gear him right, and he could pull a freight train. Praise God, you can take a bunch of born-again Baptists, praise God, at the devil and the world trying to beat down, destroy, and tear up. Praise you, God, you can gear us up together with the glory of God on us. And there's nothing that can stop us, praise God. We can keep marching on for the glory of God. And he said, the Lord Jesus said, hey, I won't just keep gathering them together unto myself, gather together unto themselves, praise God, for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, just gets better. Better and better, praise God. We begin to see a unity with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, if we gather together within ourselves, amen, we'd just be a cult.
Amen?
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 We gather together within ourselves, we'd just be a cult. But we gather together in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we become the church of the living God. We become a people that are empowered from on high, that can do everything we set our mind to.
Amen.
Amen? So we start setting our mind, praise God, to see some folks saved. We start coming to this altar. We start wearing it out. Hey, listen, don't worry about the tears and your knees of wearing this carpet and in this out. I pray that God's been good to us. If we wear this out all around this altar, wearing it out, using it, praise God, God's blessed us enough where we can get some new. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'll just go this way. If we wear this out praying and seeing God's faith, shedding tears on it till the salt eats it up, praise God, I'll buy it myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we're living with, we are the individuals that's going to make the difference today, church. You and I, those born again, blood bought, the redeemed individuals. Praise God. They bring us together. Why they bring us together? The Bible says for the glory of Christ. Amen. To bring glory to our blessed Savior. You realize what it does for, the Lord Jesus Christ when His people come unto Him? His people start lifting up His name. His people start bragging on Him. Now listen, I'm not much, I know. And I know I can't, they's not very much at all I can do. But I won't say they's nothing too big for my Lord. They's nothing too big for my Savior. They's nothing that He can't do. Amen. They's nothing that He can't accomplish. Amen. Praise God. I can tell people, say, listen, I can't help you with that. I don't know how to do that, but praise God, I can pray. I know one that can. Told a fellow last week at, amen, he had a situation in his life, a situation in his family. I said, I can't fix this. I don't have a magic wand. If I did, I'd use it everywhere I go. But I said, I can lift it up to my Lord and my Savior, praise God, because He can. Amen. I said, if you'll pray and believe with me, amen, that Jesus can, that Jesus will, praise God, because we know it's according to His will, and we have those petitions that we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, things can begin to happen. You get that trickle-down effect. Praise God. You casting your cares upon Him, praise God, and He just rains out glory and blessing upon you and just shows you how big He is.
Amen.
Amen. He owns the celestials of the heavens. He owns the hills and the valleys, praise God, and the cattle that roam on them. And praise God, if He owns all that, there's nothing He can't accomplish in our lives. Amen, praise God. An old fellow said one time, they got the check and said, in order to feed the birds and the birds, and I think he said in North America, just one day, he said it would take a railroad car that would stretch across the state of Texas full of bird seed to feed the birds in the United States one day. And God does it 365 days a year. He said they neither sow nor reap or have barns to store, but praise God, He said there's a God of heaven that knows exactly what them little old birds need. And praise God, He said there's not one sparrow that falls from the sky and He don't know about it. And He said you're worth far more than a sparrow. Hey, glory be to God. And He said if we'll trust Him, He said if we'll lift up the name of Jesus, praise God, He said He'll open up heaven for you and I. Amen. We can begin to see. Come together, individuals come together, it glorifies the name of Jesus. Amen. Glorifies God the Father. Praise His holy name. Amen. Said, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me. Amen. That they may be one as we are. He said, when we come together like that, He said, it gives God glory. Amen. God looks down, He said, look what my Son did. Amen. God the Father said, look what my Son did. Angels take notice, praise God. They see the power of an Almighty God. But He said, I want you to come together. I want you to come together, praise God, individually and one. He said, I want to make all of us one. You know, so when they seen the power of God fall, when the power of God fell at Pentecost, do you remember how the people were? They were all in the upper room. They were all in one mind and one accord. They were all in one mind, one accord. They were all seeking the same thing. They were looking for the power of God. Our Lord Jesus, I said, go there. He said, go there and stay till you're endued with power from on high. Amen. And they got in there and they got to pray and they got to seek God's faith. They got to loving the Lord, loving each other, praying and praying, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. And the power of God fell on the place, praise God. And they had over 3,000 in one time saved by God's marvelous grace. Amen. Amen. Little while before long, they had 5,000, praise God, done been saved. Birthed in family of God. Why? Because they was lifting up the name of Jesus. But we're living a day and hour that people don't know who Jesus is. To our shame. To our shame. We've got loved ones, we've got family members that don't know who Jesus is. Amen. God help us, youngins. We need to know who Jesus is, and we need to know that we're telling it everywhere we go. So let me tell you who Jesus is. He's my Lord and my Savior. He bought me, paid for me. Bought me off the auction block of sin, praise God. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. I belong to Jesus. Amen. Pray God to give us an opportunity. Why? Because it glorifies the name of Jesus. It glorifies God the Father. It brings us together in unity so that we can be glorified together one day in a little while. Amen. It makes us all one. In God the Father, makes us all one in God the Son, makes us all one in God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Look at verse 20. John 17 and 20. I'm hurrying. I'm just about finished. Amen. You pray hard. John chapter 17, verse 20. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Talking about those, that the disciples that he's been praying for. Then now he's praying for you and I. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Why? Because we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and we tell it wherever we go. Lift up the name of Jesus. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Amen. He said, listen, we're all individuals are going to be glorified together with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit because we're family. Amen. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Savior. We've been bought, we've been put into the family of God. We've been partakers of the family of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the church. Amen. That body of born-again believers, amen, be glorified together with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the church.